It's the end of a very long and traumatic week at Virginia Tech University in Blacksburg, Virginia. Individual memorial services are being held for some of the 32 students and faculty killed in the attacks. Crowds of people continue to gather at candlelit memorials set up around campus to honor the victims. Amidst the solemnity of remembrance and at the beginning of this new week, there are signs that people there are ready to move forward. NPR's Rachel Martin reports.
Everyone deals with grief and trauma in different ways, and on Saturday afternoon in Blacksburg, that was exactly what was happening. Some were looking for solace in faith. At St. Mary's Catholic Church, a few blocks from campus, a couple hundred people gathered around 5 o'clock in the evening for Mass. The Bishop of Richmond, Virginia, Francis DiLorenzo, came down to deliver a special Mass of healing for this congregation, which, like others here, has strong ties to Virginia Tech.
It's okay to be shocked. It's okay to grieve. It's okay to experience sorrow and loss. We do believe as a community that life is changed, not ended. So in the fog of emotional despair, we offer hope.
This church lost one of its own in the attacks, Kevin Granada, who was one of two engineering professors killed last week. Reverend Mike Ellerbrock led a prayer for his family and others who are suffering.
And for those who have gone before us in death, especially our brother Kevin, that the risen Christ may welcome them on the shore of eternity in our own Virginia Tech community. Let us pray to the Lord.
At the same time, just a few blocks away in the middle of campus, thousands of people were processing the events of the past week in a different way. A university group called Hokies United threw a party of sorts on the drill field, a picnic with free food and drink, hot dogs, hamburgers, even white bread, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
PB&J, right here, it's where it's at.
It's a stark and dramatic change. A week ago, on a cold and wintry day, students ran through this same grassy field with their hands above their heads, trying to escape the gunman's shots. 6 days later, the sun's now shining. Students play frisbee on the grass, moms push their kids in strollers, and vendors hand out free ice cream. But memorials line the field, flowers, candles, stones, marking the 33 lives lost on that day. It's a complicated scene, and it's just too much for some students to handle.
It's a lot better now, but it's still just a very depressing vibe on campus, just seeing people.
Right across the street from the drill field, on the third floor of the library, sat 20-year-old Josh Breyer and his girlfriend Kristen Matthews. They were two of only a handful of people there. I found them in the corner of the English literature section, trying to catch up on a week of missed schoolwork.
I mean, I'm the kind of person that waits till the last minute. I want to take my finals, just even the sheer fact to see if I've learned anything.
Matthews was supposed to be in Norris Hall on Monday morning when the shootings happened, but she slept in and skipped class. Like other students here, it's been hard to concentrate on schoolwork, but now she says it's a welcome distraction. Matthew says it is time to start classes again. She says the gunman, Sungwi Cho, has already stolen so many lives, he shouldn't get to steal any more time.
I'm glad that they're doing it sooner. It's better to get back into it. And I mean, if we didn't do that, then he won.
Memorial services for those who died will continue in the coming weeks, and students like Matthews, who choose to finish out the school year, will do so with a new kind of conviction. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Blacksburg, Virginia.